And now I'd like to invite the kids to come forward. Good morning. So how are y'all today? Good, good. I know you're just chomping at the bit to get back in your school building every single day, or you were, right? So how'd last week go? Pretty good? Or last 2 weeks for several of you, right? All right, so today our lesson is about the 10 bridesmaids. 5 that were foolish, 5 that were wise, and they were prepared. So sometimes we get into those modes where we're a little bit of both. So, you know, as I was walking in this morning, you know, I had to ask Norris to help me out with something. So he's going to read something here for us. And so we're going to imagine that, you know, I'm just walking up here and he and I are going to have a little conversation. Okay? Hey, what's wrong? What are you doing?
I'm waiting.
What are you waiting for?
Jesus. Isn't that what our story is about?
Well, kind of. Jesus says that he will come back one day, but we don't know when, so it could be a long time from now. But we know that God is always with us now. You know, when I have to wait, I like to do something to pass the time. It makes that time that I'm waiting seem productive.
Like what?
Well, Jesus says that we will have to wait for him to come back, but we should be sure to tell other people about him and help people while we wait.
Oh, that's a good idea. It's better than just sitting here and doing nothing. Very boring.
Right. We shouldn't be bored, so God has things for us to do while we wait. Let's see what we could do while we wait for Jesus.
Things we could do while we wait for Jesus. Where we could be acolytes, or participate in silly, or be bucket holders, or ushers, or pack backpacks for the program. There's all sorts of stuff we could do.
And what sort of things do you guys already do? Some of those things that Norris mentioned, right? What else do you do while you wait? Can you think of anything else? Not just here at church. We pray. That's exactly right. And I think you guys do some community service stuff, right? What do you do out in your front yard sometimes? Lemonade stand, exactly, and tomato plants and things like that. You guys do an amazing job of sharing your faith. And that's exactly what God wants us to do while we're waiting for Jesus to come again. And we thank you for those many things that you do. And we hope that you continue to do those things. All right, so if you'll pray with me. God, we wait for you. And we also live for you. Teach us to see you today in our world and to reach out to those who need to know your love. Amen. All right, so remember that God is always with us, and we're going to make the sign of the cross and say it like this: God in my head, God in my heart, God on my left, and God on my right. Amen. All right, guys, thank you, and y'all have a blessed week.